Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Courting minority voters, Donald Trump may be wavering on one of his bedrock ideas, illegal immigration. The wall along the Mexican border is still part of his pitch, but now, mass deportations may not be.
This was the best week, I think, so far in the Trump campaign.
That's Kellyanne Conway, the new and third Trump campaign manager in as many months. She defended his call, made in front of an almost all-white audience Friday, for black voters to turn to Republicans because their schools are terrible and they have no jobs. Conway was on CNN suggesting his long-pushed idea of deporting those in the U.S. illegally might be softened a bit.
To make sure that we enforce the law, that we are respectful of those Americans who are looking for well-paying jobs, and that we are fair and humane for those who live among us in this country.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
It's the first week of school for many students in the Washington region, including Prince George's County, where some students may have to stay home.
At last check over the weekend, 6,000 students still haven't met their vaccination requirements.
Their requirement is children have age-appropriate immunization, and when they don't, they must be excluded from school.
Prince George's School Student Services Director Adrian Talley says there are medical and religious exemptions.
And the parents must complete documentation.
Though he says it'd be hard for parents to say they didn't know about it.
Robocall, texting, emails, and on our website, and information we have sent home for the last 6 months.
They held clinics over the weekend to try to vaccinate as many as possible. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
School starts today for kids in D.C. and Frederick County, tomorrow in Prince George's and Anne Arundel counties, and on Wednesday in Fauquier County, St. Mary's County Public Schools. School's back in session next week in Montgomery County, but that could change next year.
Next school year, Montgomery County students may start 1 week earlier. Rachel Eller is entering 11th grade.
Not good, because I like to enjoy myself and with the vacation.
The Board of Education is considering a plan that would start school the week of August 21st, but students would also get out of school earlier. It would mean an extra week of teaching before exams. Amy Gardner is a parent and a teacher.
The longer we keep them in June, I feel the less quality education that happens. Not at the fault of teachers and families, it's just the reality of being in the hot months.
The board is looking for input now before it makes a decision in November. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Floodwaters are receding in Louisiana, and the cleanup can now move ahead full.
In southeastern Louisiana, more than 60,000 homes have been damaged by flooding. FEMA has already provided $55 million in temporary assistance, plus $15 million in advanced national flood insurance payments. President Barack Obama will visit Tuesday. Louisiana's governor pushed back at critics who said he should have come sooner.
I asked them to let us get out of the response mode where we were still conducting searches of houses, we were still making rescues. I didn't want to divert these police officers, sheriff's deputies, and state troopers, and other essential resources.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Authorities have lifted all evacuation orders for thousands of people driven out of the Southern California homes by a wildfire. About 82,000 people had been ordered to leave. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is set to announce today that he has restored the voting rights of 13,000 convicted felons, one by one. Last month, the state Supreme Court overruled the governor's attempt to restore the rights of over 200,000 felons in one fell swoop. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,553, the NASDAQ at 5,238. Sports, the U.S. men's basketball team wins its third straight Olympic gold medal. Team USA is coming home from Rio with 121 medals in all, including 46 gold. Baseball, the Nats lose, the O's lose. They open a four-game series against each other tonight in Baltimore. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
Hi, it's Patrick Fingles again from New Look Home Design. For the past few weeks, you've heard me mention our massive 50% off summer roofing sale. Prices have never been lower, and many people have already taken advantage of the sale. Here's some feedback we've received so far. Jessica Myers wrote, "I've heard you mention 50% off in the past and figured now was the best time to get our new roof. I'm sure glad we made the call." Pete Douglas said, "We were budgeting to get the new roof in the fall, but this sale financially allowed us to get the work done now. Thanks for the amazing deal." Most of you listeners haven't taken advantage of our sale. Don't miss out. You'll only have until Labor Day before the 50% off roofing will end. I can assure you, if you're planning on getting a new roof in the next year, now is the best time to save big. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
Don't miss David Crosby tomorrow night at the Birchmere. Buy tickets at Birchmere.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia through Annandale, Tyson's. Beltway is in great shape in Annandale, though. An overnight crash on Hummer Road brought down a utility pole and wires. Hummer Road closed at Royce Court. That's north of Little River Turnpike. Crews at the scene say this could take some time, so plan for that closure for your morning travels. 66, here we come. A little bit of volume through Manassas, Centerville. No surprises there. Again in Falls Church. 95, just pockets of delays pushing northbound. 395, good shape to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Maryland, 270 through Urbana, down past the exit for 109. That seems to be our heaviest stretch on 270. A Baltimore-Washington Parkway, 95 between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. Off to a real good start. Update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the city's first dedicated heart and vascular hospital, ushering in a new era of patient experience for the region and beyond. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little break in the heat and the humidity with a northwest flow around today. Some clouds this morning, otherwise clear. Plenty of sunshine, a northwest breeze, 85 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Dumfries, 64 in Frederick, 71 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Is Donald Trump going soft on his own immigration policy? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL, where Washington Cubs talk. Coming up at 7:05, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, will join us. Then we'll talk to Liz Clark at 8:05. She's the Washington Post reporter on duty in Rio as the Olympic Games wrap up. 8:35, hey, how did the Skins do against the Jets? Well, they won in that preseason game, but how are they looking as we head into the season? Trevor Maddich will join us at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Welcome back.
For a whole lot of school districts, it's the first day of school right now. D.C. Public Schools, Frederick County Public Schools. Tomorrow we're looking at Prince George's and Anne Arundel Schools, and then Wednesday, Fauquier County and St. Mary's County. And as ever, every time we start the new school year, oftentimes, especially here in the district, there's some new ideas and new approaches to education that are being tried out. Because let's face it, in Washington, D.C., there have been some challenges with the way they go about running their schools and the way they go about teaching our kids. And today, a brand new school is opening that is worthy of conversation. It is called the Ron Brown College Preparatory School in Washington, D.C., and it is a boys-only public high school. And people are pretty high on this idea. And by the way, it specifically targets young men of color, either African-American or Latino-American children, who are going to this school for a more disciplined and more focused approach on their studies. They have to wear school uniforms. And it's an all-boys school. And many people believe that this is a great thing for them because they're not going to be distracted by some of the things that go along in your typical co-ed public school environment.
Is that like girls?
That would be a big part of it. Yeah, exactly. And let's face it.
It can be very distracting.
I want to know if you think that this is a good idea as well, and if you've considered this for your kids, or if your kids are already doing same-sex schools, or if you think co-ed schools are the way to go. And is this a good idea for public schools? You know, we've always had the option in private schools and parochial schools, but what about in public schools? Should public schools be exploring this more and more? 888-630-9625. Is it better for boys and girls to be separated in the education environment? 888-630-WMAL. I have one daughter who goes to an all-girls school, and I think it works for her. She likes it a lot. I have other kids who are in co-ed situations. Let's face it. I think boys, in particular, boys, behave differently when girls are around. And it's not always and it's not always for the better. I think that boys, especially high school boys and hormonal pubescent boys, do a whole lot of showing off and behave a certain way. And let's face it, if the culture in a school or in a community in some way suggests that being straight-laced and disciplined and worrying about your studies isn't cool, then a boy isn't going to do that, especially if there are a bunch of girls around, because a boy wants to be cool around girls. Now, if attracting girls is not an issue, then maybe that makes a difference for their behavior. Now, listen, I think girls behave differently when boys are around, too, but I do think it's definitely more focused, concentrated, and potentially damaging for boys. I embrace the idea. I think it's a great one if it's right for your kid. Only you know if it's right for your kid. But in general, I don't know why we moved away from this so much in our society. I do think that it's good. Whether public schools should embrace it or not, I think that's on a case-by-case basis. But I know it works for one of my daughters.
Well, it certainly solves that transgender bathroom problem, doesn't it? I mean, you know, one way or the other, that gets resolved, I guess. Maybe not.
I'm not so sure.
My child was born as a boy, but he now identifies as a girl, so he wants to join the all-girls school.
Are they allowed to go to that school?
Yeah, I mean, come on. I guess it doesn't ever go away. Look, I mean, the thing I note is that, you know, I've read a lot about this, that in middle school and in high school, it's very clear that boys and girls mature at different rates. Generally, I think the thinking is that girls are more mature than boys at that age, emotionally and in many other ways. And so perhaps it would be good to separate them for a while. The other side of it, though, I mean, I can see the other side of it is, look, in real life, you have to deal with the other sex. In real life, you have to, you know, be around and be able to work with people of the opposite sex. And so, you know, maybe you lose a little bit of that if you're not, you know, working together in an educational environment in high school. So maybe that's the other side of the equation. I don't feel strongly about it. I mean, I just feel that the maturation thing is the one thing that does argue in favor of this.
Well, the ACLU is against it, so that makes me want to be for it.
Well, there you go. I'm for anything they're against.
According to the Post, a report issued last May, ACLU said the district's own data shows that minority girls suffer from an achievement gap of their own. Nothing in the research supports offering extra services only to boys. More broadly, the ACLU says the district can't definitively say whether single-sex schooling is even effective at improving educational outcomes. The research the district relied upon is based on unproven and legally impermissible stereotypes. By the way, this entire program is not about men and women. It's very specific. It's called Empowering Males of Color. It's very specific about minority men and saying that this is a big problem for men in the minority groups, that if they are separated and they're just doing same-sex education, they end up doing better. Is this your experience? Do you think that this is true? Do you think that high school kids actually do better if they're only in class and only learning with people of their sex around them so that they're not, distracted by a co-ed learning environment? I take your point, Brian, about the fact that, you know, in real life you have to mix with people of the opposite sex. I get that, but this doesn't mean, first of all, just because you're in school from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. or 3 p.m. in the afternoon, that you're never actually mixing with people of the other gender. In fact, you've got teachers as well that are the other gender. It's even better, I think, for boys to see a woman in an authority position like that. But of course they're mixing with girls after school. They're not segregating their entire lives away from them. It's just school. And is school really about teaching you how to integrate and deal with people of the opposite sex? Or is school about getting good grades and learning stuff that you need to learn?
I take your point, of course. But, I mean, it does seem to me that the preeminent, you know, item in a kid's life is school. I mean, that is the thing that dominates everything that they do, it seems to me. At least in my experience, it's all about school, and that's where you have your major social interactions. So, yeah, I mean, sure, you can go to the mall afterwards and hang out with the girls, or but in school is where you have to deal with people, you know, face to face every hour of the day.
Well, what's the purpose of school? Is it to get the best education, or is it to learn how to deal with people of the opposite sex?
Well, I'm not saying that that's the major goal of education, but certainly it is a byproduct. Social interaction is just as important, I think, as reading, writing, and arithmetic.
According to one of the students, 14-year-old Absalom Bowling, he said that he's pretty comfortable with this. By the way, Absalom is a swimmer and he wants to go to law school, so you got to like that. He said, high school is the time when we're supposed to get a girlfriend and everything. Right now, I'm trying to focus on getting the best grades I can because this time is going to fly by. This is actually an article in USA Today. I inappropriately attributed it to the Washington Post, and I apologize. So, listen, we want to hear from you. Do you think that it's time now to relook at public schools going same-sex instead of co-ed? Would that help the education process? Is it better for kids to not have the distractions that are associated with a co-ed school? 888-630-9625. We celebrate back-to-school week here with this important topic. 888-630-WMAL.
It's now 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, fellas. And on that note about some of the schools getting back into session this morning, please keep alert on the roads. Be aware that, again, some of the schools are starting. Kids will be out and about walking. Buses, stop for those buses. And, again, just extra time for sure. 66 eastbound, heavy through Manassas, briefly in Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, but that's been incident-free. Same story with 95, some pockets of delays in Virginia. Maryland 95 between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. Fantastic start this morning. Rockville, still watch for police direction. They've been working an overnight crash on 28 Norbeck Road at Muncaster Mill Road. They're still investigating the accident, but you are getting by under police direction. And in Annandale, still closed is Hummer Road north of the Little River Turnpike due to downed utility pole and wires. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of sun. It's actually going to be really nice today. 85 degrees is the high. And tonight, get this, temperature's going to dip down to around 65 degrees. That's nice. Tomorrow, 86. Wednesday in the upper 80s. Thursday and Friday in the low to mid 90s. Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. It is now 8:17 on WMAL.
Up in the morning and out to school.
As Washington, D.C. goes back to school, we are celebrating one brand new school. It's the Ron Brown College Preparatory School, and it's going to be all boys, boys-only public school. And the data can't be ignored here. Co-ed versus single-sex schools really... The co-ed schools don't do as well at all. This is according to a brand new report out of the Good Education Group. It's printed in educatoronline.com. And you're looking at for students achieving the top 40 percentile in study scores, 8% of co-ed students do that. If it's a boys' school, 14%, and an all-girls, 17%. But, of course, the vast majority of those same-sex schools are private schools, so people are saying, well, that's just because it's a private school, you get a better education. Well, is that the case? Because co-ed private schools don't do as well as same-sex private school. So, you know, the numbers are there, and it isn't a bad idea for public schools to look at the same thing. David in Arlington, you're first up on WMAL. What do you think of an all-boys, all-girls education versus co-ed?
Hey, David.
Well, good morning. Well, I can only talk about my experience. I went to one of the greatest high schools in the United States back in the 60s. It was an all-boys high school. My graduating class was 1,500 young men. And that school, to this date, I would match the alumni out of that school, whether it was all boys back in the 30s, to where it was until it became co-ed in terms of Medal of Honor recipients, ball players that played in the World Series, literary artists like Paul Simon, actors like Burt Lancaster. And when I was there in the 60s, you had a cohesiveness where everybody thought about the same thing. It was graduating high school, whether going into the Army or going to the going to college, or something else. But if you want to socialize, if you want to have the socialization of young men and young women, they can do that on their own.
Yeah.
I didn't hurt at all by going to an all-boys high school. I was proud to be a part of it. And in my opinion, the school changed dramatically once it became co-ed as a public high school.
David, as a former 14, 15, and 16-year-old boy, I can tell you that it doesn't matter what my school environment is. I'm going to be thinking about girls no matter what. But if the girls are right there, you know, doing their best to look as pretty as possible and distract me from school. Not that they're trying to distract me, but they do. You know, that's makes it that much worse. Did you have any issues at your all-boys school, you know, integrating and socializing with young women when you had the opportunity?
Not at all, because right next door, Two subway stops down was an all-girls high school.
There you go. Oh, two subway stops down, so you couldn't see them from the window of your math class.
No.
See, that would be a distraction.
Back then, we were all preoccupied with getting a high school diploma and looking at the future. I think discipline is easier when you have the same-sex school. People focus in on our basketball teams that were city champs two out of the 4 years that I was there.
Well, you are proud of that school, David. It's great that years later you still have that pride.
Right, but I can tell you this. There's nothing wrong with having all young men together in a school for the hours of the day that they concentrate on their studies, and then in the afternoon, whether it's sports or socialization, that can happen. Nobody suffers from that.
Thanks, David. Well, that's exactly the philosophy behind Ron Brown College Preparatory School in the Deanwood neighborhood of Washington, D.C., opening today, and we wish all of the young men at that school a great first day of school.
How about Sharon in Hyattsville? Sharon, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
I couldn't agree with the caller before me more that I think that kids seem to do better when they go to a same-sex school because they concentrate more on learning and, like I said, not how cute the guy is or how pretty the girl is. But in my situation, it just seemed like boys were just annoying. We were always, like, arguing. But they were a big distraction to me a lot of times.
Yeah, they were bugging you. They were bugging you, pulling your ponytails, things like that. You know why they were doing that, right, Sharon?
Well, no, it's not. Well, maybe that, but just other reasons, too. just rude, nasty behavior sometimes. We end up in fights.
Yeah.
I would end up in fist fights with boys from time to time.
Really? See, well, this confirms something that I have often thought.
We don't want to mess with Sharon. That's right.
You never want to mess with Sharon.
I've often said, Sharon, I wouldn't mess with her.
Thank you for that, Sharon. And it's a great point. I agree with you. Alan in Fredericksburg, he went to college, Alan, even beyond high school.
Hey, Alan, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I went to one of the last surviving all-male private colleges here in Virginia, and I thought it was a great experience. You know, we're not paying attention to Susie in the classroom. Everybody, boys are still boys, but the attentions to the fair sex were reserved for the weekends, and you went to class and got a great education, and really it was a lack of the distractions that I think you see in a lot of co-ed.
Was that VMI, Alan?
No, sir. That was Hampton-Sydney College, just down south of Farmville, Virginia.
See, there I thought, I just assumed VMI was the last remaining all-male. All right, Alan, thank you for that. It's 6:22 on WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Let's talk about Zero Res for a moment. Zero Res is the company I use to clean my carpets and upholstery. They always leave them looking brand new, smelling clean, and feeling soft. Zero Res, of course, means zero residue. That means you're left without any residue. Zero Res is a totally green, toxic-free, natural clean, safe for you and the kids and the pets. Can I just tell you, my anniversary was this weekend. Meredith and I celebrated our first anniversary yesterday. Very exciting time. And we went away for the weekend just out to Leesburg, did a little wine country and stuff. We stayed at a hotel, and we were told as we checked in, oh, hey, and by the way, we just cleaned the carpets. It's like, oh, great, just cleaned the carpets. And we get into the, I'm sorry, I have a different interpretation of what clean means now. That hotel room, that carpet did not smell clean to me because they didn't use Zero Res. It had that chemically smell to it, and the carpets were not soft like the Zero Res carpet is going to be. Please do what I did. I love Zero Res, and you will too. Ask for the WMAL special. Zero Res will clean your carpets the right way for $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
The credit crisis of 08's long gone, the Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Fairfax Tuesday and Wednesday, August 23rd and 4th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy-efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
It is 6:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And again, a reminder on the roads. Be alert, be aware that we're in the back-to-school mode with some of the schools back in session like we've been talking about. D.C. and Frederick schools in session, some grades in Anne Arundel and Prince George's counties as well. So watch, stop for the school buses and watch for kids at the bus stops and walking, please. Virginia, Interstate 95 northbound, broken down or just to stop tractor trailer right now. North on 95, right as you come up to the Prince William Parkway. Looks like that stopped in the right lane. Keep a watch on that. That is putting a little extra pressure through Dale City. Beyond that, into Newington, seeing some of the brake lights. 66, just some pockets of delays through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. In Annandale, still closed and will be for some time, according to police. Hummer Road, just north of the Little River Turnpike. At Royce Court, an accident brought down a utility pole and wires. Heading in through town, inbound on the Suitland Parkway, just jammed getting to DC 295. Crash initially was reported in the outbound direction, but it looks like it's going to be before inbound, before you get to 295. So do watch for police there and delays really growing on the Suitland Parkway. Update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information that you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad here to start off a new work week. We've got dry weather. Temperatures, though, quickly starting to come back, though, by midweek, closer to 90. Today, 85. Lower humidity, plenty of sunshine. Tonight, clear, 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 86. Upper 80s, close to 90 by Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 73 degrees at 627. Well, listen, Terry McAuliffe today is going to do something that will raise a few eyebrows. Governor Terry McAuliffe of the Commonwealth of Virginia is expected to announce today that he is restoring the voting rights to some 13,000 felons, and he says he's going to do this on a case-by-case basis. I really wonder how much time he'll spend looking at each and every one of those 13,000 cases. Here's the background on all this. He actually wanted to restore the voting rights to some 200,000 felons and said it was time to do so, to return their rights to participate in the electoral process, and he did so, and then 13,000 of the 200,000 registered to vote. Well, then, the Supreme Court of Virginia said, you can't do this, Terry McAuliffe. And the Supreme Court invalidated the executive order of the Democratic governor. And then McAuliffe says, well, okay, if I can't do it on bank, you know, en masse, I'll do it on an individual basis. And that apparently is what he's going to announce today, that he has done that.
If you're wondering how a governor can defy the Supreme Court like that, just how I am wondering, we will ask Joe DeGeneva, the former U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. He'll be our guest at 7:05, and hopefully he'll have an answer.
It's 6:28.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Well, coming up, we'll get a complete breakdown of how the Americans fared and how Marylanders fared in the Olympics, and also a test drive that went very, very badly for one Virginia woman. She ended up testing a few things other than how the car drove. We'll explain it to you and tell you the story a little bit later. It's now 6:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump may be softening his stance on illegal immigration.
This would potentially be a big reversal for Donald Trump. His hardline stance on immigration, it is one of the defining core issues of his campaign. And Trump is now preparing to make a major policy address this week on immigration. And there are now some indications his positions could be changing.
Correspondent Sunlin Serfati. A top federal health official says the Zika virus could hang around the United States for a year or two. Dr. Anthony Fauci says other Gulf Coast states besides Florida are most vulnerable to the spread of the disease. Iran's foreign ministry says Russia will stop using an Iranian airbase for airstrikes against ISIS in Syria for the time being. A ministry spokesman says the Russian airstrikes were temporary based on a Russian request. South Korea and the United States have begun annual military drills. North Korea, meanwhile, is threatening nuclear strikes in response to what it calls an invasion rehearsal. The Rio Olympics are over.
We got to witness some of the greatest athletes the world has ever seen. Michael Phelps, Simone Biles, Usain Bolt. So it was an incredible celebration last night at the closing ceremony. Brazil, they won the most medals in their nation's Olympic history. So it was a party. Soccer is like religion here. They won their first ever Olympic gold here for Brazil. So a huge samba party to cap it all off last night.
Correspondent Coy Wire in Rio. Checking your money. The Dow opens at 18,553. The NASDAQ at 52,38. Sports, the Rio games are over. Team USA is coming home with 46 gold medals, 121 medals in all. Baseball, the Nationals lose in 10 innings in Atlanta. The Orioles lose to the Astros. Tonight, it's Nationals versus Orioles in Baltimore. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If your friend at work told you she just found a way to save half on her dry cleaning every week, would you switch to that dry cleaner? What if all your friends told you that they found a great new dry cleaner that charges half what most full-price cleaners charge? Then would you switch? Well, what if I told you that a million people had dumped their full-price cleaners for Zips dry cleaners? Would that convince you to at least try us? Because that's how many people have switched to Zips, where we charge a flat $2.29 to dry clean any garment, and even less to launder shirts. Zips uses an efficient, state-of-the-art process to clean your clothes. It's just that we charge you way less to do it. Zips has truly revolutionized the dry cleaning business, one $2.29 garment at a time. So bring in the load of clothes you normally take to the full-price cleaners and see for yourself just how smart it is to use Zips. A million people wearing clean clothes can't be wrong. Come to Zips. Professional cleaning, unbeatable pricing. For Zips near you, visit 321zips.com.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swiped left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Chris Plant here. Join me on Thursday, September 22nd for the best party in Washington all year. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, enjoying a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. All the details are at mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off each ticket. That's mrc.org/gala. Promo code Chris.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond. In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience, Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Suitland Parkway heading inbound this morning. A bit of a struggle with the crash inbound Suitland Parkway before you get to 295, before First Sterling. Police at the scene of the crash there. I'm looking at delays that begin before you get to Route 5 Branch Avenue. Extra time needed for sure. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, backups near 210, north on 295. The volume just growing, heading toward the Naval Research Lab. Virginia, it's a broken down tractor trailer, stop tractor trailer, northbound 95 at the Prince William Parkway in the right lane. For 66, it's just been about the volume. Annandale, we have the closure of Hummer Road north of Little River Turnpike at Royce Court, utility pole and wires down from a crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad here to start off a new work week. We've got dry weather temperatures, though, quickly starting to come back, though, by midweek, closer to 90. Today, 85, lower humidity, plenty of sunshine. Tonight, clear, 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 86. Upper 80s, close to 90 by Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Stafford, 63 and only 71 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
6:37 on WMAL. Good morning to you. Listen, at 7:05 this morning, we'll talk to legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. At 8:05, we'll talk to the Washington Post reporter who's been covering developments in Rio. Liz Clark will join us. And at 8:35, how do those Redskins do and how are they looking as we get closer to the real season start? Trevor Maddox will join us at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
We here on Mornings on the Mall, a bit of fond farewell to our friends in Rio de Janeiro and good riddance. Or as they say in Portuguese, ciao. Ciao. They put a little T in front of ciao there. I'm not sure why. The final medal count, United States running away with it, 121 total medals.
Mm-hmm.
Second place is China with 70 medals. However, Great Britain actually ended up getting more gold medals than China.
I
so
that,
they
yeah.
get ranked. Great. Good job for the Brits. How about that?
Yeah.
Between the United States and Great Britain. You know, Gritton did well, too.
Yeah.
That's a whole other story. Between the United States and Great Britain, 188 total medals and 73 total gold medals. United States pulled off 46 total gold medals, 37 silver, and 38 bronze. The U.S. women's and men's basketball teams, of course, hauled in the gold, even though it was a little touch and go there for the men. And they both brought in the bronze in team volleyball, women's team. This is not the beach volleyball, but the court volleyball, the traditional volleyball. They got the bronze, unfortunately, if you're a big volleyball fan. Also, the Brazil team won football, we like to call it soccer. Yeah. They beat Germany in a shootout and got the gold medal, and that was huge for the hometown fans there. And that's how the Olympics ended. So congratulations. Now, this final, the closing ceremony. Now, if you think the opening ceremony...
Oh, just before you move
on? Oh, yes, yes.
Maryland.
Oh, sure, of course.
Maryland. The state of Maryland came in with 18 gold medals.
Look at that.
And in some of those cases, it's really, I mean, really technically more. For example, there might be two swimmers who got gold medals, both of them being from Maryland, but you only count that as one win. So they were actually probably more gold medals than that. Okay. They would be, if Maryland were a country, it would be sixth in gold medals.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And if overall medal count, 14th.
Well, let's face it, Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky did a whole lot to add to that.
They raised
a medal count. Yeah. So well done there, Team USA. Now, this final, the closing ceremonies.
Yeah.
Now, as weird as the opening ceremonies are, the closing ceremonies are like, it's as if when they get to the closing ceremonies, the weird police, the bizarro editor just, you know, takes the day off. And, oh, what the hell? What does it matter? Just go ahead and do stuff. They had these weird dancing green puffy koosh ball things dancing around. People on Twitter were calling them dancing broccoli. I didn't understand why they were there. I mean, they had all these, I guess it was colorful. I guess we'll leave it at that. It was colorful, the colorful closing ceremonies. And it had this whole thing, you know, where they hand it over to the next Olympics. Well, the 2020 Olympics will be in Tokyo, Japan.
Right.
So they do this little session of the Japanese people coming in and doing their entertainment. And that was pretty cool looking.
You like that?
Oh, yeah. I like the whole taiko drum thing and the big flags and the, you know, all that stuff. And then they had this like green pipe that almost looked like it came right out of Super Mario Brothers Nintendo thing. And then out of this green pipe pops Super Mario.
Oh my.
Right there.
Well,
in
there
person.
You go. Yeah, Super Mario.
And he takes his little hat off, and it's the Prime Minister of Japan.
Oh my.
Dressed as Super Mario as part of the whole
thing. Well,
that's
pretty cool.
And it was also cool that it was a moment where the officials from Japan thanked the world for all of the support during the tsunami and the nuclear concerns there after the tsunami and stuff. So that was all kind of cool stuff.
That's good, yeah.
Simone Biles was elected to carry the flag during the closing procession. This flag and pole, I believe, was about four times her size.
Yeah, she's just like four something, yeah.
And then there was a delay of the parade. You know, all the athletes march in. And by the way, I always love the closing ceremonies, because the opening ceremonies, you know, they're all in their tight units, and they're trying to be formal. And in the closing, they're just partying.
Yeah,
they don't care.
They're through the worst of it
over.
Now.
And anyway, the procession was delayed, and people were like, why is it taking so long? Well, NBC commentators explain exactly why.
I am not, as Ryan Lochte would say, over-exaggerating. There is a conga line of people waiting for a Biles smile.
From every nation in the world.
This could take a while.
It's like a receiving line.
It really
at a wedding.
Is.
And everyone is stopping to have a chat, to get a picture.
Simone Biles had to stop the parade, the procession, because so many people were standing in line to take a selfie with her. And she patiently smiled with each and every one of them because she's become sort of an iconic symbol of these Olympics.
I guess.
And so, anyway, and of course, the swimmers were all home, so they couldn't get a picture of Michael Phelps.
Well, most of the swimmers
otherwise
were home.
Well, there is still one swimmer, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
That would, of course, be Jimmy Fagan. He's the guy who had to pay the $11,000 ransom. Oh, I'm sorry. Fine. Oh no, I'm sorry. Donation to some group in Brazil. Well, now there are attorneys who are arguing that that's not enough. That's not enough, that they want more money out of this guy. Prosecutors are appealing the penalty as being too lenient. Of course, there were never any charges filed. So this is this, again, corrupt banana republic that we are dealing with in Brazil, now holding our athlete ransom for more money. And I'm tired of this, and it's time for someone from the State Department to step in and say, hey, Brazil, get your act together and send home our athlete. But Jimmy Fagan apparently is still stuck. USA Today today had a breakdown on the Ryan Lochte story again, and we're not going to spend too much time on it. Ryan Lochte over the weekend apologized. He said he exaggerated his story.
He over-exaggerated.
But he and his attorneys still stand by the fact that they were robbed. They were held at gunpoint, and they were robbed, and I still believe that that's the crux of the story. And USA Today, I really suggest that you read it, because they have a breakdown of all the security footage, all of the stories, series, and they make a lot of very important points. And it sure seems like the crux of the story that they told, whether the gun was pointed at his forehead or not, the crux of the story is correct. There is no physical evidence that this bathroom was vandalized by these athletes. They have not conceded that they did do that. And finally, have you noticed in this entire story there is a group of people that we've never heard from, never seen, and never talked to? Mm. The security guards. Yeah. Why are they nowhere to be found? I'm just throwing it out there, but maybe the corrupt police in Rio de Janeiro, for the sake of trying to save face for their country during the Olympics, maybe they over-exaggerated this story.
Yeah.
It's 6:44 on WMAL.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists.
As I grew up, there was no greater fear in my life than going into a dental office.
Through Sedation Dentistry, Cascade Center for Dental Health will change the way you see going to the dentist.
I kept hearing Dr. Ferrelius' ads, and it sounded like something that would work for me.
It was complete dental restoration that grabbed my attention, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get it all done at once.
When I met Dr. Ferrelius, I was very impressed. I felt that he was very empathetic, and that really made me feel instantly comfortable with him. Everyone is so nice. And they really want to help. It's not like any other medical office I'd ever been in.
Changing lives one smile at a time with our revolutionary full mouth dental implants.
And wow, one day? Basically, you got all that done yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, people are like, yeah, they look great.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit season premiere tomorrow, 10 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
I just want to clear this up real fast. Jimmy Fagan is home. He did leave. Now, the Rio authorities tried to keep him from going, and they rescinded permission for him to leave the country.
But
they're
gone.
So incompetent that they rescinded permission for him to leave the country after he had already left the country. But I do want to just clear that up. Jimmy Fagan is home, and boy, I hope he never goes back to Rio again.
I bet he doesn't ever want to go back. It's now 6:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, it's the broken down tractor trailer now with VDOT crews at the scene. Northbound 95, right as you come up to the Prince William Parkway, arrow board is indicated. It looks like two lanes to the left and one lane to the right. A little confusing, people trying to get out of that lane. So if you are heading out of Dale City and going northbound 95 right at the Prince William Parkway, again, two lanes to the left, one to the right around the stop tractor trailer. On the 395 stretch, good shape. Just a little bit of volume here in Landmark and at the 14th Street Bridge. Annandale shut down as Hummer Road at Royce Court. That's north of Little River Turnpike, down utility pole and wires. Maryland, just getting initial reports of the crash and crews are moving the cameras around. Let's go Maryland on 29 as you come southbound 29 right at Tech Road. Watch for police response. That's south of Randolph Road. Again, 29 southbound at Tech Road. And inbound Suitland Parkway before you get to First Sterling, before DC 295 for the crash they left to get by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad here to start off a new work week. We've got dry weather. Temperatures, though, quickly starting to come back, though, by midweek, closer to 90. Today, 85. Lower humidity, plenty of sunshine. Tonight, clear, 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 86. Upper 80s, close to 90 by Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadid.com.
This is an interesting story. It comes to us out of a Mercedes-Benz dealership of Arlington over on Glebe Road in Ballston. So a woman, you know, she comes in and she wants to do a test drive of one of those nice Mercedes SUVs, right? And so she's in the dealership parking lot. And apparently, tell me how this happens, Larry O'Connor. How does it happen that you confuse the brake pedal
which is that big sort of, you know, rectangular square thing to the left.
Yeah.
With the accelerator, which is a rectangle, but it's pointed, it goes up and down instead of sideways. And it's over to the right.
Well.
And so the big, you know, what I often say is when I'm driving down the road and people are going too slow, I say, big pedal on the right. Come on. Let's use the big pedal on the right.
I am shocked that you are constantly telling people to go faster on the highway.
But anyway, but how do you confuse
them? If you're not familiar with the car, I'm not trying to make an apology for this particular driver, but there have been moments in my life when I have misjudged exactly the location of that pedal if it's not a car I'm familiar with.
Okay, so, that must have been what happened, because this woman hit the accelerator in the parking lot. She is still in the parking lot, and she hits the accelerator, and the car surges ahead, and she can't apparently in time figure out that you need to take your foot off of the accelerator and maybe apply it to that other pedal, the brake, and she rolled the Mercedes in the parking lot, striking three other cars, and thankfully, no other people.
That's terrible. Before I continue, no one was hurt, right?
Nobody was hurt. No.
All right, so I'll laugh.
Yeah, so she rolls the Mercedes, $60,000 Mercedes SUV, hits three other cars, including her own car that she had driven to the dealership in.
It's a dangerous thing.
By the way, a crappy Subaru.
Oh, well, you know, some Subaru.
Well, it's an old Subaru.
It's 650 on WMAO.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
It is 6:53. Let's check in and see what's going on with your money from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Chuck Kamlick.
And good morning. Happy Monday. Stock futures point to a flat open today. Wall Street still focused on the Federal Reserve. Fed Chair Janet Yellen will talk about the economy, but not until Friday in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. So look for this pattern of flat to down to up slightly all the rest of the week. We could get word this morning, in fact, we just did, that Pfizer's buying cancer drug maker Medivation $14 billion cash for its prostate cancer drug Xtandi, which generates about $2 billion a year in sales. Japanese chip makers in talks to buy U.S.-based Intersil for $3 billion to beef up chip sales to the car market. The U.S. has approved ChemChina's $43 billion purchase of Swiss-based Syngenta. Syngenta is a crop giant that has plants all over the Midwest in this country. Kobe Bryant moving on from basketball to business, starting a $100 million venture capital company to fund new tech and media startups. And for the third week in a row, Suicide Squad was the top movie, earning another $20 million for Warner Brothers. Paramount's Ben-Hur cost $100 million to make. It flopped, pulling in just $11 million. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
It's 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, better news on northbound 95. That broken down tractor trailer has finally been moved on. So have all lanes released northbound here at the Prince William Parkway. In fact, looks like VDOT crews have picked up the cones. Arrow board is left. So Dale City passed toward Woodbridge, past the Prince William Parkway. Nothing in the way. 395 in Landmark again at the 14th Street Bridge. Stop and go. Absolutely jammed trying to get into town. Suitland Parkway with the crash. Looks like they're just reopening the right lane now. Inbound Suitland Parkway before you get to 295 near Firth Sterling, the scene of the crash. With big delays, it looks like we're back almost near Silver Hill Road. Plan for the extra time. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, we're talking about lots of sunshine. Actually, it looks like it's going to be a gorgeous day. 85 degrees tonight, clear skies, and a very comfortable 65. Tomorrow, 86 degrees. Wednesday in the upper 80s, Thursdays in the low 90s, Fridays around 90 degrees. I don't see any rain in the forecast all the way through Friday. Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees. It is now 6:57.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now, froyofranchising.com.
If you missed it, here's this week's lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
It's amazing. Federal service can be a vocation, and it can be a passion for people who are dedicated to the projects and the research that they're doing. But no matter when you retire, most federal employees have this one thing in common, and that is they want to make sure that they're getting the most out of their benefits.
More lessons online at retirementprofessorradio.com. And join us Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Every year in the United States, there are around 1.3 million new job openings in the field of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM. Each year, we graduate only 600,000 Americans in these fields. Last year, student debt increased over $80 billion. Students are borrowing money from us taxpayers for educations that don't meet the needs of the growing skill gaps. They can't find jobs or full employment after they graduate. The credit risks to the taxpayer is significant. The default rate on those loans is around 9%. That happens for a host of reasons, not the least of which is the cost of their degree doesn't meet the demand for their chosen degree. Giving free college isn't going to solve that problem. In many ways, it's going to make it worse.
Here's an idea. Let's tie federal loans to the STEM shortage. You want cheap or free money for education? Great. Get a STEM degree, then get a great job. Save money and save America. Sounds like a plan to me. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit season premiere tomorrow, 10 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
Coming up on WMAL.
Donald Trump's gonna deport illegal immigrants, right? Well, now there may be some question about that. We'll talk about it.
We'll talk to Joe DeGenovar, our legal analyst. We'll have Critter News, and the secret recipe of the Colonel's chicken may now be publicly known. We'll share that information with